Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Everybody's just tuning in, just joining us. Welcome to the show today. First hour, I talked about the Space Force. Now, a lot of people were making fun of the Space Force, including myself, my man Tony, my boys. We was making fun of it, and then all of a sudden it hit me. What the hell do we need a Space Force for? Then I started doing some research and found out that this has been in the works since 2000. They keep pushing it back, but they got a date of 2020. Every administration since 2000, from Bush to Obama to where we are today, has been talking about the Space Force. Now, according to NASDAQ, the three companies that's going to be in charge of building the majority of whatever's built for the Space Force is going to be these three companies. I'm telling you, go open up your account, go get you some of this stock. I'm also going to do a group one. You can get in on that because it's so much. It's $341 a share, $313 a share, and I think one is $140 a share. At least with a group one, we can do three. We can buy three stocks at one time instead of just one stock, but get your own too. Go open up your own thing and get, I don't care if you just put $10 in there a month or $20 in there a month, that money is gonna quadruple for you around 2020, 2021 because of the fact that they're building this. Now, I'm gonna give you a perfect example of this, right? When the crash of 2007, 2008, when it happened, when NASDAQ was all the way down, S&P was all the way down. I mean, it was under 300. I told people then, I said, I don't know if you got any money, but put your money in this S&P and this NASDAQ because it's going to come back. It came back. If you were to put $1,000 on the S&P or on NASDAQ back in 2007 and just left it there to 2017, 10 years, you would have got a return back off of $1,000, $48,000. It takes time. It's a long game thing, not a short game thing. But let me give you the stocks. They are Lockheed Martin, LMT, Honeywell, HON, and Boeing, BA. Now, for all y'all who think the Space Force stuff is crazy, just think about this. They're willing to spend trillions of dollars to build a Space Force. They're trying to find another planet for us to relocate to. Why would they be doing all that? They got to know something we don't know. Now, for folks, well, if they knew something, they would tell us. Let's be logical about this. If an asteroid was about to hit this planet in 2020 and they told people would lose their mind. It would be all chaos in the world because everybody would be like, why the hell am I going to follow any rule about anything when an asteroid is coming to destroy the Earth? Nobody would follow the rules. It would be chaos. So they can't tell you until they have a Space Force. If it's aliens out there, maybe they've made contact and they know that it's a potential harm with these aliens. They can't just tell you we found aliens because the first thing people going to think, well, you found aliens. Well, are they going to hurt us? Can we fight them? Can we defeat them? Well, you can if you got a Space Force. So this is way deeper than people think. And the average person, including myself, in the beginning is going to make fun of this, not realizing that this is where you make your money at. Because if you can figure out who's doing this, hey, you make money with them. According to NASDAQ, these are going to be the three companies. So we need to do a group buy and individual buys on this. Get in it. Whether if you don't want to be in a group, that's fine. Don't get in. Do your own thing. But I'm telling you, go get this stock. Go get this stock. It's a lot of things that I'd be like, well, let's try it. It could work. It's only a couple of things that I'm dead sure of. I'm dead sure Flint is going to make a lot of money once they redevelop the area. I'm dead sure of that. I'm dead sure the documentary is going to make a lot of money once we get it through the film festivals and put it on Netflix after we get through the film festival if it's not picked up. I'm dead sure of that. I'm dead sure about these stocks, and I'm dead sure about this marijuana stock stuff because this is going to be like Prohibition. Those are the four things that we got going that I know are going to make money. Everything else, couldn't. Them, yeah, they're going to make some money. It's just, it's a time thing. That's all it is. It's a time thing. It's a long game thing. It's a long game thing. The only other thing I know in my life that I know is going to make money, radio. Because it's steadily building up. We're getting more and more interest, getting more and more calls. We got, look, Wild Irish Rose may be coming on as a big advertiser real soon, y'all. So we got a lot of stuff in the process. It's just, it's a long game thing. It's a time thing. It's a time thing. This is why we're doing the podcast. We're setting the podcast up. When we going to start that, Tony? Like the second week of September? Second week of September, we're doing the podcast. Why? Because it helps with the advertising. We're setting all this up so it can be played out. See, a lot of times I don't say, see, Keisha get mad because she's like, don't talk about it until it happened. Don't talk about it until it happened. But we family. And so I'm telling y'all. Because Keisha be like, I don't even want to tell you because you're gonna tell them. I'll be like, well, they family. I gotta tell them what's going on. Let me let them know what's going on so everybody know. So this is what's going on. Look, I'm telling y'all, this Space Force stuff is going to make you some money. Go get the individual stuff. The marijuana stuff going to make you some money because it's like prohibition. Flint, soon as they redevelop that property going to shoot through the roof. It's going to make some money. The movie, going to make some money. The radio, going to make some money because we got all this stuff going on. We got all these different things going on. In fact, I was supposed to be doing television the day I ended up going to the doctor and then sticking a thing down my nose. So we had to reschedule all that. But we're rescheduling that to do a big TV hit and everything else. So it's a lot going on that is about to go on. And yes, even Bi-Wakanda is the key for all of the websites, though, because we're going to run everything through that and piggyback, like with credit, all the websites onto Bi-Wakanda. But that's, you know, Marvin's taking care of that part of it. So I'm entrusting him because he's done this with Dayrunner. So he's going to do that with the Bi-Wakanda. I'm just going to be there to help what he needs help with. Now, the stocks again is BA for Boeing, Honeywell International, HON, and Lockheed Martin, LMT. Okay. That's the three things. All right. So those are the three things. Oh, I'm glad you said that about Karen. Let me do this too. I need you guys to contact SiriusXM. I need you to ask for Zerlina. Let me see. I'm saying her name right. Zerlina Maxwell. She's the head of SiriusXM programming. Need you guys to call her and ask her to put the show on. That's who we want. Zerlina Maxwell. Jess, let me give you the stocks one more time. All right. The stocks are LMT, HON, and BA. And good morning, everybody out there on KYBN listening. All the folks over, you know, we going all the way because of KYBN, y'all. We go all the way over into Japan and China and Asia now. So good morning to everybody who's listening. Konnichiwa. To everybody who's listening, love you guys out west. Love you guys in China. I had a great time there when I was there. Believe me, bigly, believe me. I loved it. Y'all, let me tell you a true story. In China, I was tripping because they had hip hop. Like when I went to the clubs, they was playing Biggie. They was playing Pac. It was crazy. It was crazy. So big shout out to everybody out there in Asia. Now, go get this stock. Go get your own thing. But also try to do the group if you want to do the group. All right. Hey, Carly from Los Angeles. Good morning. Good morning. So it's a lot going on, y'all. But you got to long game it. Long game it, y'all. We on the long game thing. I'm trying to change our thought process. And this is what I'm saying. Everybody who's all into Christianity. Look, I'm not saying you should lose your faith in God. Not saying that at all. But I want you to understand something. Christianity itself, the religious part of Christianity itself, has helped in the programming of Black people to not think long game. We come back. I'm going to show you something. I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again because I'm trying to help you rethink. And I want you to say this to people to help them rethink. All right? We come back. We'll talk about all that. You're listening to the WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
He is post-racial. By all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one Trump fighter in America.
All right, so the thing that's going on with the Space Force is this, and this is what I'm telling y'all to do so you can understand it, right? With the Space Force, you literally could buy these stocks. Like I said, even if you're just putting $10 or $50 in there a month, do it. Do it. And Samantha K. Cupcake, thank you so much. God bless you and your family. God bless you and your family. Yep, Queet. Yep. Samantha Cupcake isn't here saying she wish I die soon. God bless you, Samantha. I know you got to have some kind of mental deficiency if you feel that way about somebody you don't personally know. I mean, you got to. You don't personally know me. I don't know you. She hate me because she hates me. I don't know. They love. What was the dude name on the football? They love to hate me. Yeah, you hate me. And then Samantha, I give you my TO response. I love me some me. So, God bless you though, Samantha. You and your whole entire family, you got to have some kind of real issue if you hate me and you don't even know me. And I'm pretty sure you never heard me before because this is the first time I've seen you in the room. So, but welcome, Samantha. Come on in. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you, Samantha. I'm weird. Thank you. God bless you, though. I got nothing but love for you. I wish you nothing but the best, longevity, long life. Hey, I don't know you, but I wish the best for you, Samantha. We ain't got to be enemies. But if you want to be, I respect whatever you think is best for you and in your heart. So now let me say this. Christianity. Now, no, I'm not going to block her. Let me tell you why I'm not going to block her. You know why I wouldn't block somebody like this? Because honestly, If they disagree with what we think or what we say or what we feel, eventually they'll leave on their own. We ain't got to block them. Or maybe they keep listening and look at it from a different point of view. Yeah, Jessica, I know. So it's no problem at all. So now let me say this. Christianity. Now, don't get me wrong, because I love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in all three of those things. I believe in the Trinity of Christ. I believe in the Spirit of the Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit. But the religion itself has hurt Black people as a whole in its thinking process, right? We keep looking for somebody to save us. We keep looking for this savior. Nobody's going to save us if we don't save each other, if we don't put in the work to make it better. See, we keep looking for somebody else to come. The government isn't your daddy. No other ethnicity is supposed to come and save us. We got to save us. And see, we got to think about this in this sense, right? People tell you, well, you're going to get your reward when you die and go to heaven. And if that's the case, that's fantastic. But if you a parent, you want the best for your child. Right? Well, God's our Father. Doesn't he want the best for us while we're here? Doesn't he want us to do right by each other? Doesn't he want to show, he want us to show love for each other no matter what? Right? So if our brothers or sisters is struggling or in poverty or hungry, and we have something that we can feed them or quench their thirst, shouldn't we do that? Right? It's about what can we do to help one another? What can we do to do things together? Right? That's what it's about. It's not about nothing else. You know, that one of the things that always gets me when I think about us as human beings, we get so caught up in right here, right now. Right? We get caught up in right here, right now. This is why I'm telling y'all, what am I telling y'all about this stock? Open up something, even if you put $25 in there, just put $10 a month in there. If you ain't, if you can't afford the stock at $3.41 a share, so what? Put in what you can put in and keep doing it over the course of a year or two. As they build in the space for us and this starts growing and growing and growing, 3 years down the line, 4 years down the line, you've quadrupled your money. It's worth doing that, y'all. It's worth doing that. That's what this is about. But we get caught up in right here, right now. Let me tell you something that's so amazing about life, right? Life is two universal sounds in life. When a baby is born, no matter where they're born at in this world, when the doctor spank them on their butt, they yell out a scream. When a person dies, no matter where they are in this world, they're going to take one last breath before they die. Those are the two universal sounds in this world, no matter if you're white, black, Latino, Asian, whatever. Everything in between that wah and that is static. It's static. And the crazy thing about life is it's like the radio, or it's like music in this sense. When you find somebody you vibe with, it's because you're on the same static wave. You can hear them in a way that most people can't. Now, when we come back, I'm going to finish this up and show you how what I'm talking about is nothing but the day you were born and the day you died and the dash in between. You listen to WB.
So many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine. Coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So I was telling you about how you have this alpha to omega and two universal sounds and everything else is just kind of static, right? Now, let me tell you the thing about life, right? When the static is if you're on the same static course, you can hear this person in a way that it just makes beautiful music to you. It sounds beautiful to you. You have a connection, you have a pull, you feel like you connected to them. You're gravitating towards them, even though you'd be like, man, I don't even know why I'm gravitating to this person. It's because you and that person are on the same static wave. You hear their wave. Every now and then, it's people who come along where millions of people can hear their wave. Like when Obama was running for president, when King would give his speeches, when Gandhi did what he did in India, when Reagan was president for so many millions of people. They heard his message in a way that drew them to these particular people. Now, us as human beings, we have the year that we're born and the year that we're dead. It's the dash in between that really defines who and what we are in this world and in what we may be in the afterlife. It is literally that dash that is the most important part of your life. Now, for most Greek organizations on college campuses, right? One of the things that they emphasize and they teach you, well, I can't say for most, but I can say for Phi Beta Sigma, is it's not what you do while you online or when you get the letters. It's what you do after you do the letters. Because the reality of it is you may pledge 6 to 8 weeks. Once those 6 to 8 weeks is over with, what are you doing for the organization after that point? What do you represent for the organization after that point? That's the same thing with life. That 6 to 8 weeks is just a smart window in your life. Once it's done, it's done. But the letters remain yours forever at that point. So it's the same thing with you in your life. And because you know you have to live this dash, you need to be thinking about life and not just in the moment you're in. You got to think about it, what it will be like a year from now. What it'll be like 5 years from now. What it'll be like 10 years from now. Because if you think in your moments like that, what ends up happening is you've reprogrammed yourself to think like the 1% in this world. The 1% in this world, right? Their whole thought process is speculation. Speculation. That's their whole thought process. It's not what's happening right now. It's what is it going to be later? Because right now is just right now. I'm not trying to just make some money right now. I'm trying to keep making money. I'm trying to make money for my next generation. I'm trying to make it better on the next ones. What is it going to do next? Speculation. Speculation. Now, Tony just texted me something. Now, let me tell you what he texted me. I'm going to read it to y'all because I think this is a brilliant idea. It says, create an LLC for your kids. While they're in high school, file taxes on it for 4 years, start building business history, place them on a payroll, and pay through the company checks. Get a business credit card and make them an authorized signer. Let me tell you what's so brilliant about this on every level. Every level. If you create a LLC for your child in high school, it looks like your child has had a business that's been open from high school till they get out of college. Let's say they get out of college at 21. They got 7 years of a business that they've owned or /and/ ran, being the president or CEO of the company, right? Now, if they're authorized signer on it, then they have access to business credit. If you build up that business credit while this kid is in high school and getting ready to get out of college, when they walk out of college, they will have a line of business credit to be able to purchase anything they want to purchase through the business credit, thus not messing up their personal credit at all. Okay? Putting them on the payroll makes them look like they've had a work history for years. For years. So when they go apply for that job that they're trying to get, if they want a job, because by that time, if the business has been set up the right way, they may say, hey, I may want to try to do this on my own and open up the business for real, right? But if they want to go work for somebody and get some training and then go out and be an entrepreneur, when they apply, they look like they're more qualified than anybody else because they have 7 years of experience walking in the door. Long term. This is a long term move right here. See, this is the thought process. And so this is why I keep telling y'all. Don't worry about racism in this country. Don't be mad at white people. Change the game. Change the thought process. Change the positioning. That's what we need to be on. All the other stuff. Look, let me just be completely honest with you. You will never change racism in this country. It will never change. Never. Because it's a learned behavior. It's a taught behavior by somebody in their household. And if it's their mom or dad, think about it. You still to this day remember and think about things your mom and dad taught you. And I'm saying this for every ethnicity. It is a learned behavior to be prejudiced and hate people of a different ethnicity. And if you are learning that from your parents, ain't nobody gonna change that but God for you. Can't nobody else do it. I don't care what I show you. I don't care how nice I am to you. I can save your life. You still be like that blankety blank. We have to change the thought process. Bring the funk. You just give me a high five, brother, when you see me. Give me a high five and say, man, I got love for you, brother. We have to change the game. We have to play the game differently. Look, we keep trying to tell them, you need to play the game this way, or you need to stop playing the game. No, they're not going to stop playing their game. We need to play our own game. We need to play our own game. We got to change the mindset, the thought process. And look, listen to me. This is a hard thing to do for anybody. It is. It's a hard thing to do because you got to look at everything differently than you've ever looked at it before. It's a hard thing to look at Christianity and say, man, this may not be good for us because it's helping to restrain us. I mean, the one thing that I thought about as I watched Kamau Bell dealing with the KKK, I was like, that sums everything up in a nutshell for me. Everything these people were saying was based off of Christianity. Yet the number one religion black folks want to claim is Christianity. What? What? We need to change how we think, how we process. Because if we change how we think and how we process, it changes the game, y'all. It changes the game. Look, let me have another real conversation with y'all just real quick. Why do you think I keep telling y'all to go buy your own stock? I keep telling you, yeah, we'll do a group one, but go buy your own stock. Go buy it yourself. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to learn how to do it. I want you to learn how to follow it. I want you to learn how to understand it. So you can go to your brothers and sisters or your church members or your sorority or your friends or your homies or your girlfriends and say, hey, let's all put up $100 and buy some of this stock and let's just see what happens. Because you know what to do now. You understand it yourself. Because if you know and then you tell them, well, look, girl, go open up a stock thing and just put $25 in there and I'm going to show you how it works. Now you teaching somebody else. Now the game is changing. Because it's not one of us doing it. It's all of us doing it. You listening to the WB.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border. Giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now. Right now. Right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who's listening to the show, everybody who's tuned in and told their friends about the show, everybody who's hit the like button. Can we get to 250 before we get out of here today? We're at 207. We need, 43 more people to hit right quick. Look, like I said, I want you guys to open up your own stock stuff because it's about you being able to change the mindsets of not just you, but of the people you come in contact with, the people you're around. Because a lot of times, and this is with anybody, me, anybody, a lot of times we only know what we know. We know what we know. You may know something I don't know. And what you know may be something that can benefit me and you. So my thing is now, look, let's look at everything. Everything from a how can we build each other up point of view? Because this is the thing. Look, everybody that's listening to this show, I can't be who I'm supposed to be in this world if you don't be who you're supposed to be in this world. I can't be jealous or mad or angry at your success because your success is my success. Your opportunity is my opportunity. If we look at each other like that, then it's never about I need to be on top. I need to be the big dog. I don't want this person doing this. I don't want this. No, it ain't supposed to be like that. It ain't supposed to be like that at all. Now, let me close the show like this. I'm not going to talk about power as far as the episode because Tony hadn't seen it yet, so I don't want to mess up the episode for my man, right? But I'm going to give you a prediction on what's going to happen at the end of this season for Power. At the end of this season for Power, it's going to be two central themes going on. Father versus son. And it's going to be Reek versus Ghost and Tommy versus Teresi. That's the way the season is going to end. It's going to be Reek becoming the new Ghost, being trained back Kanan, just like Ghost was, and Tommy finding out that his father is a snitch is going to put them at war. And so what's going to end up happening is this, in my opinion. You're going to have Tommy, Ghost, and Dre versus Kanan and Tariq and Teresi and the Italians. That's what I think is going to happen. And I think at the end of the season, Tariq is going to get shot. That's how the story is going to end. Either he's going to get shot or Tommy's going to get shot. Somebody's going to get shot, one of the main characters, but they're not going to die. It's just going to end with them being shot. That's what I think is going to happen. And Chef, you know, look, when I'm back in the shop, man, we definitely gonna do that. You make jerk tacos, bruh. You ain't gotta say nothing else. I'm there 100 times, 10 times over. I meet you in the wild, wild hundreds. I meet you, hey, K-Town on the west side, wherever you want to get down there. I'm there. Jerk tacos, man. Look, you already my dude. Don't make me have to be calling you. Hey, man, you need to package them jerk tacos and send me a box of jerk tacos. Make me some jerk tacos, bruh. Put them in the pack. I pay for the shipping. Send them to me. Don't have me like that now. Don't have me like that, Chef. So, but I think that's what's going to happen. Now, the other show that I just kind of started watching was this Insecure. This show is wow. I mean, like, everybody's having, I mean, they, do women, look, I really got to ask this question. Are women really like this for anybody who watched the show? Is anybody, do women, are women really like that? This girl said she had a hortation of different men she was sleeping with. I mean, it was, I was like, man, this show is nuts. Now, I learned a new trick though, Tony. Check this out. You see your cell phone here? If you playing music and you put it in your coffee cup, it make it sound like you got a stereo. Did you know that? That was something I learned. I was like, wow, who knew? Who knew you could do that? See, I don't have time to watch a lot of TV. Let me tell you the only reason I watched this Insecure thing. Because my sister kept asking me about the scene where she was doing fellatio and something hit her in the eye. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, boy, it is hilarious. You need to see it. You need to see it. You need to see it. So I went to just look at that one thing and then get caught up into it, watching it. So that's the only reason I went and watched it. But normally I wouldn't even watch it. I got too much going on to be sitting down watching TV like that. I just don't have the time. You know, and look, golf season's back in style. My little girl got me up at 4:30 every morning. I'm coaching baseball and football, plus doing this, plus doing all the other stuff. Man, I just got too much going on. Too much going on. All right. Before I get out of here today, I want you guys to do this for me. I want you guys to, if you haven't opened up accounts to get your own stock, open it up. Like I said, even if you don't do nothing but $25 and you put $5 or $10 a month in there for them stocks. Like I said, I'm willing to bet my life on a couple of things. This Space Force stuff is for real, y'all. It goes all the way back to 2000. These stocks are going to keep going higher. Each one of these stocks is probably going to double or triple with the Space Force thing. So we need to get on it now. And I know people are going to miss it because they think Trump is the one who's talking about it. And they think this is him just on some craziness, him and Pence. But like I said, go back to 2000. Rumsfeld was trying to do the same thing in 2000. Then 9/11 happened. So y'all go look so y'all can see what I'm talking about. All right. Also, please get the book, The Business of Love. Everybody who ordered the book, it went out Friday. So you should be getting your books in the next couple of days for everybody who already ordered. If you ordered one, go back and order four more. We say we're going to do five. And please contact Zerlina Williams over at SiriusXM. Ask for the show to be on there. Look, if you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love and appreciate it. May not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day, I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you. Talk to you guys tomorrow. You've been listening to the WB.